All right, we have a special shade today as we head into Purim. No,
I'm not much of a
Ben. No, it doesn't work out at all in the Russian. Some say that it was on the base, although it wouldn't really work out with the numbers. Yeah, although it really wouldn't work out with the being a riot like that. They say it was on the base because it's a month, you know, they have a month for 40 days. So say that that was two others and he died in the second other. It doesn't work out with all the sheets that hold it from the time that he started. He died in 515 tefillos. Count 515 for two ball, it would not be other base. The shir is going to begin with a really interesting question, which will lead us into a more practical question. Hopefully it will not be a question that any of us have to be a part of. And then we will head into some Meir Dikadivri Agada today and the power of Tfila and what we're going to learn from Megillah. And I did try to bring as many sources so the island can say this over the next week. And they do believe that you'll see some such beautiful chidushim in the power of Haman understanding what the power of tefillah is, Zeresh understanding the power of tefillah, and the Sitra Achra, the Tzamach Mem, what he tried to do because he understands the power of tefillah. We begin with the bar mitzvah question. A bar mitzvah bachus bar mitzvah on Friday. This question came up. Someone's bar mitzvah on Friday. So he's not yet bar mitzvah on Tainas Esther, which is Thursday. The question is does he have to fast on Friday? Being that Thursday is really the day that we're making, we don't fast on Friday. We'll shortly see why. That's for the Tzibur. The Hamayinam can't fast on Friday. We're going to prepare for Shabbos. But this bar mitzvah who couldn't fast on Thursday because he wasn't yet bar mitzvah, would he fast on Friday? Now, I know that question is not that common, but the question leads us to a different question, which we'll share with Dailam. We'll hear what Dailam says. It's a very important question regarding this year, where Tainus Esther is on a Thursday. So what I did on the sheet over here is the first one on sheet is the question. The Sefer Avnei Derech, he's not the only one who asked the question. The Sefer Shalmei Taida, Rabbi Perlman asked the question. Ma'o Adin B'Nar, just to see it inside together. Ma'o Adin B'Nar Bar Mitzvah Shanayla B'Yud Beis Ba'Adar B'Ashanu, it falls out on a Friday. When does he fast? Masai Olav Lisan is Tainus Esther. Im Kisharat Tzibur. Shemagdim Eliyachamish. He has to fast on Thursday. Or maybe no. He shouldn't even practice Thursday. Maybe it's just a waste for him to fast on Thursday. He only fasts when he becomes a bar mitzvah bacher. And that is on Friday. Oh, maybe he's parted from Tainus altogether. So the three possibilities, he should fast on Thursday. At least let him fast when everyone else is fasting. Although he's not yet bar mitzvah, maybe alt mitzvah schinuch, maybe no, he should fast on Friday because that's really when we should be fasting. We can't fast on Shabbos. Or maybe he doesn't have to fast at all. So we head into the Mechaber, the Olam learned this to be very important this year. Many of our wives definitely are puter from fasting, and some of us maybe are too, because it's such a nitcha this year. It says the Mechaber like this, Sanin, we fast on Thursday. Says the Rama, time is there's not a chayvel. 10 years, shlokal esatar, he can be makel, ruberes, woman is pregnant. I'm anika, so all, if anyone calls me, I should just leave a message this year. I should leave a voice recording that if their wives are pregnant and they're nursing, they don't have to call me anymore. No, they don't have to fast. Someone who's in bed, someone who's sick, someone has fever. Bafilu, even more than that, says the Rama, someone who has pain in his eye, Kayave Naim. Shimitsar Marbe, there's a lot of tsar. La Yisanu, they don't have to fast. Says the Rama, however, they have to make it up. Yifro Achakach. The Mishabura says that the only ones that were going on, if you look too further down, he's not going on the Muberes, he's not going on the Yoledes, he's going on Kayave Naim. Really, Kayave Naim should fast. Just because your eye hurts you, you have a pain in your eye, really should fast. But if you don't want to fast, you're going to have to make it up on Friday. Avu Mubaris, Mishaburu says, no, they don't have to fast. The Rav argues, La'alach L'maisa, I just told you, Mubaris, Menekes, someone who has a difficult time fasting, does not have to fast, and they don't have to make it up. As we will shortly see, Kayeve Naim, a woman, but not just a woman, if any of us are in pain and we say, you know what, we don't want to fast, we want to make it up on Friday, you come ask me the shayla. Avul shabriyim, others that are healthy, and therefore we fast on Thursday. Says the Ramah, v'nchal, korem yoyim aleph, this year we have korem on Sunday. Let's say this is the bris milah on Thursday. So we're fasting on Thursday. V'nchal by bris milah. What's the halacha with everyone who is there by the bris milah? Says the Ramah, everyone's, not everybody, but those that are close friends, mutar lechal al milah, they're allowed to eat. They make it up too. So what do we see from this Ramah? That Friday is a fast day. There are people that are going to be fasting on Friday. We're going to have someone who is Koyeve at night. So on Thursday, he calls me up. He says, Rav, I'm in pain. I could fast, but I'm in a lot of pain. I'm not in bed. I could tell him, okay, you can make it up on Friday. Someone who is a part of this bris milah on Thursday, if we're going to hold like Ramah, although we'll see the Taz argue. But all I want from the Ramah is I want to show the Olam that there are those that will be fasting Friday. So maybe this Bar Mitzvah Bachar, who's Bar Mitzvah Friday, should also be one of those that fast on Friday. It's not like Friday is no fasting. We see that it's Shaykh, there are those that will fast on Friday. Says the Mishnah Brura, as I mentioned to you just quickly over there, we have to learn Ramah Machabra, I'm sorry, Siv Gimel, Yesh Mis'an and Gimel Yomim. There are those that fast 3 days. When did they fast for 3 days? So the Mishnah Brura writes after Purim. It's not on the sheet, but after Purim they would fast. Bahab, Beis Hei Beis. So Purim is going, they would have to wait this year. They would fast Thursday, Monday, and the following Monday. Zeka and the Mishnah Brura and the Ramah says that's Zeka L'Tainus Esther. What do you mean Zeka L'Tainus Esther? Zeka L'Tainus Esther means because they fasted 3 days on Pesach before Esther goes into Tashrei. Why are we fasting, Titus Esther? Has nothing to do with those 3 days. We're fasting because before they went to war with Amalek and Haman, with Amalek, which was Haman, they fasted. We are fasting we're heading into Purim. We want to destroy Amalek, Yitzhahara. We're going to be spending the next month getting rid of the Chametz, which is the Yitzhahara. We also fast. So our fast day doesn't have to do with this Tainus, the Zecher for that Tainus Esther, but there are those that do fast Zecher Tainus Esther. It's important for us to remember that as we go further in answering our Shiloh here. Says the Mishnah Brura, as I mentioned to you, Umuberes and Menekes, they do not have to make up their fast. And let us now go to this Mishnah Brura. So I need the Olam to learn with me, because when I learned this, you'll see how there are Achrayim that I was very bothered by why they didn't just learn this Mishnah Brura. But as I went, spent some more time in it, I had a better understanding that we're talking about great people, and they had reasons why the question that I'm about to speak to you about could not be answered with this Mishnah Brura. I'm going to first learn the Mishnah Brura, then I'll tell you the question that happened. Someone did call me up, not recently, but a number of years ago, with the question that we're about to deal with. But I don't want to tell you the question yet. I want to learn this Mishnah Brura with you. It says the Mishnah Brura like this. Mutar lechal al aminah. So there's a bris milah. Every kol anashim akruim lasud. Whoever's called to the meal. Afilu yaisim me'asara. Mishnah Brura holds even more than 10 people. There's a bris milah on Thursday. Everyone can eat. Afilu b'shachris mutarim lechal. Alchem kulam tzrichim l'sam. Everybody has to make it up. Comes the Taz. We pass them, by the way, like the Taz. That's the minig. The minig is like the Taz and the Eli Rabba. They argue with the Ramah. They know the fast day is on Thursday. And therefore, everyone who's coming to the bris milah asurim kulam lachol b'yom hay yasu asud the balayla. You'll make the sudas perim at night. The baal bris himself is allowed to eat on Thursday. Who's called the baal bris? The sandik, the moil, the mother. They're all allowed to eat, and they don't have to make it up. So, and that's the halacha. That's how we paskin. The prima gavim says if you want to be naughty like the Ramah, lo yihafsid. However, halacha ma'isa, when I get a phone call, someone's making a bris milah on Thursday. I tell them to make the suda at night. We had this a few years ago. Suda at night, the Baal Bris does not have to fast. After the Bris Milah, he can eat. Sandi can eat. Mayel can eat. Mother can eat. And they don't have to make it up the next day. Comes along the next Mishnah Brura. This is what I need Dylan's help for. So he says like this, why don't we fast on Friday? Abel Ber of Shabbos, Saint Kavit Tainus. Why are we fasting Thursday? Midnei Kavit Shabbos. What's the Kavit Shabbos? Being sure, listen to the chiddush. Although we have such a long Friday this week, be sure to mitainus lima slichas achnunim. We get a dab and we say slichas. Uverev Shabbos leitach like Uverev Shabbos. You can't do that. Look, bishleiach lechayach. I have to go shopping. I don't have time. How can I go ahead and say slichas when I gotta go shopping? How long does it take it to say Slicha Seir Chul? Not that long. That's about an hour. We're finished. Same time as if it was Rosh Chodesh. We should have Rosh Chodesh on a Friday then. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling you the reason why we can't fast on Friday is because you have to go shopping. And you can't, and being that Slicha takes time, so we don't want you to be busy with Slicha when you need to go shopping.
We don't say that on Sarah Tavis.
Sarah Tavis, no choice. You already said that that's the day. You can't change that day. But here you could. We'll see. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. He brings down he's bringing down the Shari Tshuva. And this is the part that I need Adam's help for. Me, Shahaya, so we can't fast on Friday because we just said. But really, it's not the end of the world. You see from this that it's not the end of the world if you fast on Friday. Really, we should fast on Friday. But davening used to take a long time. You didn't have time to shop, so they therefore said no fasting on Friday. Although in Mishnah Berurah and Simon in Hilchos Shabbos says the reason is that you can't go into Shabbos fasting. He brings a different reason. But here he doesn't bring that reason. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if this happens, this story? Mishai Bedera. Someone was traveling and he didn't realize that Thursday is a fast day. The Shachach Shemassan and BMA. He was busy, he forgot Thursday is a fast day. It turns out till the following Sunday. But Achal, Uvalayla, and at night, Bala Besa. At night he comes home and they say, you know what? It was a fast day today. So what's the halacha? Got fast Friday. Sana Lamacha Bereshav is fast Friday. Let me ask the oil over here because this is the phone call that I got from someone in the shul a few years ago. Tina Sester. He didn't call, his wife called because he was embarrassed to call. His wife called me up and it says, my husband's embarrassed. It's true, this is what happened. My husband's embarrassed to call you. But in the morning, he forgot it was a fast day. It was Tina Sester Thursday and he drank the coffee. He realized, what am I doing? It's a fast day. I'm sure it's happened to us. We maybe even made the bracha. I don't know, it's a fast day today. So the question is, he calls me up Thursday, broke his fast. What does the item say? Does he now can finish the day Thursday or he should fast Friday? Is that this case? What do you say this is the Mishnah Berurah's case? He forgot his fast day. So he went out and ate. He finds out after the when you break your fast is over. If someone eats on a fast, they're not fasting anymore.
So continue fasting?
Yeah, you do continue fasting. See why. But he broke his fast. That means maybe if he broke his fast already, he should make it up. He should have to fast Friday.
Mishnah Berurah clearly says it's only basic at night.
Because he's quoting the case of the Shari Tshuva, right? He does say that's the case because he's quoting the case. Our question, therefore, is does he mean dafka this case? What would it mean if, let's see, Pinchas Shambers, Baruch Hashem found other Gedolim that spoke about my Shaila. But if from the Mishnah Berurah, you're right. He's quoting, I did put on the sheet, the Shari Tshuva, where he asks, the Shari Tshuva goes into the Taz, will the Taz agree to this or not? Because the Taz himself holds that you can't, like we saw before, he holds that you don't fast on Friday at all. That's why he says that the people that go to the Bris Milah, they can't break their fast. So I see the Sefer Shalmi Tov that I use him very often. He was a guy living in Bnei Brak, and everybody reads his Svarim. And he asks the question, he brings down first the Shari Tshuva, and he brings down he says if you ate enough to break your fast, what's considered eating enough? If you took a sip of coffee, you didn't break your fast yet. If you look at the last line on the end of the side number one, does he or not? That's his question. Yesh line. He may ask my question. So we turn over the page. It says, in Kain Afshalimar, Shachach Ba'achal. So he says like this, if accidentally you ate, this is all his question. Ain't I Mashal Matayna Sayyim? Maybe you should make it up. Dumya, oh, my Riddick, what's it similar to? What's the halach of someone accidentally, let's say, Oilam is fasting today. He accidentally had a coffee today. So today is Zayin Adar. It's the day that the chevra fast. And let's say they accident, do you have to make it up another day or not? So accidentally, someone ate. You makabel tainus yesterday, and today's a fast day. What would you do? Says the Rabbi Perlman brings down. We're going to learn the halacha right now. So you know what? Let's just learn the halacha in the chevra. It's very important halacha because what happens if accidentally any fast day? Tainus yester is not the only one. Shivas betamos, asar betaves. Do you finish the fast? Do you have to make up the fast? Says the Mechaber like this. You made a nether to fast on a specific day. You have to be mashed sometimes. You can't continue eating. Just because you broke your fast, you finished your fast. Wadin, who's a tainus chaloyim, oishay tainus tibur, oishay yoyim yodul isas biyam shemes bayav v'vay rabbi. You're fasting for a specific day. You're fasting on the day shemes bayav. Today it's Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site. Specific day. Avolim, not dal isas yoyim achrishneim. Let's say you said, I'm going to fast. He doesn't say a specific day. I want to fast today. He started his fast. He was mekabel tainus. Shachak, can he forget? He lost his fast day. He has to make it up on another day. And there are those that say, we don't hold that sheet. Comes to the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, and he says like this. I put it in the dark print. You don't have to make it up. Today's the day. What does it help to fast another day? I have to finish this day. Says the Shari Tzion, what about Tainus Esther? We see it's not a set day because we're fasting Thursday. The fast day really should be Friday, really Shabbos. So we're pushing it off from Shabbos to Friday. Friday we're not fasting because we're busy shopping. So we're going to push it off to Thursday. What do we see? That Tainus Esther doesn't have a specific day. It's not one day. It could be Thursday. It could be Friday. Here it can't be Shabbos. Comes the Shari Tzion. Look what Shari Tzion says here, Aleph, in Tafresh Peivov. Shetain is there, this fast day of Tainus Esther, ain't a kavua dafka liyam zeh. Kedisu Gemara says in Sefta Shaifrim. There were those I learned Allah with you. Some people fast afterwards. Gimel Yom Chaydash Adin, say for Tainus Esther. There's days here that are fast days, although it really has nothing to do with the same reason, but the Mishnah Berurah still says, Shetain is that ain't a kavua dafka liyam zeh. If it's not kavua for this day, which halacha is it similar to? Someone who says he's going to fast, he doesn't choose a specific day. If you break the fast, what do you have to do? You have to make it up. So if someone, according to this, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, according to this, if someone accidentally ate or drinks on Thursday, he broke his fast, should he be mashed on the day? No, he doesn't have to be mashed on the day. Why? Because he has to fast on Friday. Why does he have to fast on Friday? Because being that it's not a kavua dinka day, Tainus Esther, if you don't have a kavua dinka day and you accidentally eat on that day, what do you have to do? You got to have to make it up. So you should have to make it up on Friday.
That's
I don't agree on
that. On Friday.
Well,
it's still a kavua dinka day. It's not a kavua dinka day. Let's say you missed Friday. So you fast on Sunday?
No, you can't fast on Sunday. It's Purim.
So.
Yeah, but it's not as it's like the Mechaber's case. I'm going to fast one at right.
So it's still Kavua. It's
right.
A couple of days of Kavua. It's still Kavua.
But it's not one specific day. So
it's a three specific day.
Yeah, but fine. But Friday is a day you could fast. We see that. That's why I brought a Raya. The Baal Bris, the ones who are at the, according to the Rama, at least anyway, all those that attended the Bris are fasting on Friday. So we do see that there's this day of Friday as a fast day. So for him, maybe that's the day that he should fast.
Unless he missed on Friday. Let's say they do the same thing on Friday. Then
no, then you're right. So then it's Kavua. Those 3 days
are
Kavua.
There is still a Kavua.
Yeah, but if the shot is that today is a day that makes sense for him to fast, then he should fast. That's the way I would look at it. In the Sefer Shalmei Torah, he says what you said. He said, because I was so bothered, why at the beginning of his whole write-up over here, he brings the Mishnah Berurah himself, so he knew the Mishnah Berurah, and he doesn't try to answer the question by saying, oh, you see from the Mishnah Berurah, that if you forget that today, but that's my point about it. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? If someone totally forgot it's the fast day today, he has to make it up on Friday. So what's the difference? We see clearly. Someone comes home, you realize it's a fast day today. I didn't know it's a fast day. Halacha is he going to fast on Friday? So to me, it's a fair shalacha. I don't know what he was asking, but then he says what you said. He says maybe over here it's a little bit different. Because I'm going to show you the Rav Scheinberg. Because Rav Scheinberg speaks clearly about our question over here. So let's look.
Friday's a better day. Can you choose?
Very good. That's what you see. Because the Kayev and I am fasting on Friday. He's choosing. I don't want to fast today. I want to fast tomorrow. Very good. Comes Rav Scheinberg and he says like this.
He can't choose next week.
No, he can't.
Choose Friday.
We see that you can choose. Because he says, I don't want to fast it. I don't feel good. I'm fasting tomorrow. You can't, if he doesn't, if there's a reason why, I'm not saying stop, he could fast Friday, but if there's a reason, he says, I don't feel good, so he's not called a parish receiver, but he has a reason.
Say Slichas on Friday or Thursday.
We'll say Slichas, with the shul? I give you right to your child. Anyway, it comes Rav Scheinberg and he says, I'm going to stop making Rav Scheinberg. Adam the Shag, Mamish Awashai live. L'chayra, chameru, this is, so it's a great trivia question. You want a trivia question for Purim? How is Tainus Esther worse than, I shouldn't say worse, different than any other fast day? Although Tainus Esther was so much more lenient. We saw Mubaras, Menekes, we're very lenient. But in one halacha, how is Tainus Esther, where, when is Tainus Esther more chamer? That's what he says. The B'chol Tainus, he brings down, you have to be mashlim. You don't have to make it up another day. Achacha Efshar, reading from the middle of the paragraph, you can make the fast day the next day. That's manu. Or maybe his other side is the kvar mukhlam and tainus. Maybe no. The chashiv shenisanov. Maybe is a considered nisanov. Then a daimel in the dinner either Ramon the Mishnah Baruch, the law yisan and klal, because they didn't fast at all. Here the guy's mashal the tainus. If this person broke his fast and he doesn't, and he eats the rest of the day, because he says, you know what, I know some people that did that. They said, you know, I broke my fast, it's not a fast anymore. So the rest of the day, they went ahead and they ate. So then, in the Hanami, that would be daima in the case of Misha Shachat, that it was a fast, and he ate the whole day. Here, he was mashal the tainus, because he thought that, I know that's what the halacha says. He comes to ask me to Shiloh, or he asked me right away when he ate, should he be mashlim? And if he's mashlim, he doesn't have to fast tomorrow. Says Rav Scheinberg, L'maisa Amar, B'nidin Zeh, B'shachach Bachol, B'nachaya Vaday, B'hashlim. He for sure has to be mashlim. That's for sure he has to do. And if he has kayach, Shisan, Agam L'machar, he needs to fast tomorrow too.
Double.
That's what comes out. He's got to do double. Kiddush Gadol. So we have a chumrah on Tainus Esther that if someone accidentally eats on Thursday, he has to fast Thursday and also Friday.
What's the reason of Thursday?
Because maybe if you go, being that we have a shayla over here, if the other days are really, like you said before, maybe this is a bigger day. So then you should have to fast today. He's got to be mashal. The case of the Shari Tshuva, they didn't fast at all today. But if he fasted today, so he was mashal, that's something. He did something. He did what the tzibur did.
Rav's whole svara was because it's not kavua. So tishpav is the same thing. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's yod. It's also not kavua. You have to make up
tishma. Okay, but that it really is kavua. Here we're saying that
why is it really kavua? It's the same thing.
No, because here we have two different days to fast. There are those that are fasting Thursday, there are those that fast Friday. Here we see it's very different. But everybody fasts the same day. There's no two different days.
Kavua on Thursday, except if someone has a hard time.
So we see that there's a fat kind of test. It could be Friday too. Because we see from those cases, it's
also could be Thursday.
No, everybody's fasting the same day. There's no, some people fast on Friday. Where Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, we don't say you can either fast Friday, Sunday's the day. The Chachamim were Kaveh on that year, that Yud is the day. Here, it's not one day. We see from these halachas that there's 3 days, you can't fast 3 days this year, but you have either Thursday or you have Friday.
Even on Tisha B'Av, if somebody would need to make up the fast, there was no rule that the fast made up on either. You don't even make it up on Friday. You make it up on anything. Somebody found the situation, needs to touch food.
There is no tashlum for the Tisha B'Av. That's what I'm saying.
If he wasn't feeling well, then he's supposed to do tashlum.
Not for Tisha B'Av. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. There is no tashlum because this is the day. You know what I mean? If someone is not well or accidentally eats on Tisha B'Av, he's not making it up. It's like if someone accidentally ate today. Today's the day. It's not tomorrow. No one's fasting tomorrow. You're not making it up tomorrow. You have to be mashal. If someone accidentally was makabel tainus today and he ate, he's got to finish the fast day.
That's separate,
but the Iker is today. So,
isn't there some like to make a tannis because you missed a chuba tannis?
That's a chuba tannis. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. I'm not doing it for chuba, I'm doing it today because it's tannis. You're right. If
that's first, for missing the fast, isn't there something that
if by fast, some case that was the case? Very good. So, that's the case where it's not a specific day. I said I wanted to tshuva and I'm going to fast. And then he's going to have to make it up. You're right. Tanis Chalayim on Shabbos. Mara says, Tanis Chalayim on Shabbos, he's got to be make up that fast. But the fast day is today. He's only fasting because he ended up eating. He's only fasting again because he ended up fasting on Shabbos. So then he needs a fasting because he fasted on Shabbos. But not if the... right. Anyway, in the bottom of the shop, so what is the oil and title of my bar mitzvah shaylin? And this person, this boy's bar mitzvah, what would you say? It's bar mitzvah Friday. Bar mitzvah Friday. So should he fast Friday or not? Based on what we said till now, should he fast Friday?
Yes. Now he has a chiyah.
Right, because really, what do we see from our whole shiur?
It's either Thursday or Friday.
It's either Thursday or Friday.
They
can't, right? So if he fast Thursday, doesn't make sense. It's not bar mitzvah yet. If he fast Friday, he should, because we see that Friday is the day to fast. So maybe he should fast on Friday. comes along the so let's see the Shalmei that I put it all in dark over there. He Mamish talks about what we said. He doesn't have an answer to the question. In a yesh line, how you give a bader b'shabbes and magdim la Mamish arkes. Magdina shall cut and shield the yibes bader im yisana. He brings down our Mishnah Brura. You're on the road and you forgot, and he brings down the Shari Tshuva. And he therefore, let's read the little larger print, three lines from the bottom, in Cain. And then he says what I told you. Even he goes in everything that we spoke about, he writes in his old tshuva over there. Okay, turn over the page. Let's get to the next page over here. And he says, back to the small print, the cotton shield the young bob. Kivan should be on Zeshikimos a dying high of cotton. And Cain, he should fast on Friday. Mamish, like we all just said, he should fast on Friday. The yachtim was a tainus mitshabbos of Shabbos. Kim in the yachts like Kim in the B.I.M.A. Tzarchiyim. What's the Tzarchiyim? But really, the way we're learning is partially. You should be fasting on Friday. So the teretz has to be is as some of you were saying it. It's and that's what he writes in a different paragraph. At the end of the day, the ikar tainus is Thursday. It's not pshat that there's 3 days to fast. Really, tainus is Thursday. He is potter. He's not bar mitzvah yet on Thursday. So he should go ahead and fast on Friday. But and this is why Sod Avnei Nezer says, the Iker Tainus is Thursday. So if he's bar mitzvah only on Friday, why would he fast Friday? The other ones are fasting Friday because they missed their Thursday. He didn't miss anything. He didn't do anything wrong. He's not bar mitzvah on Thursday. Why does he have to fast on Friday? So
Lahalach Lamaisa. He was Nebuchadnezzar.
Right. He was Nebuchadnezzar. Very good. He's different. He's different than the guy who forgot and he ate. So the guy who forgot and he ate and a Konami has to fast 2 days. He has to be Mashlim Tainis, right? And he also has to go ahead and fast on Friday. So you have to be extra careful not to make a mistake. Because if you eat on Tainis Esti, you're running, it's more Chomer than any other fast day. Because he's going to be Mashlim and you're going to have to fast on Friday.
That doesn't fit with what the Rav said before. That's not Kavua. It sounds like it is Kavua. Was it
Kavua? But it's Kavua for 2 days. It's Kavua for 2 days. But the Iker is still Thursday. Problem is, if you didn't do Thursday, now you got it in Friday.
Rabbi, you can't do this. You can't have it both ways. Because you can't say that the cousin he missed his chiyuv on Thursday.
He didn't miss it. He was not bar mitzvah yet. Okay. He has no chiyuv. The day to fast is Thursday.
But he has somewhat of a chiyuv on Friday, just because everyone else's Iker day was Thursday. It's Iker day. It's Friday. That's his Iker day.
That might be his Iker day, but that's not the Chachamim's takano was Thursday. Now, but you have a makeup day. The makeup day is Friday.
Wasn't there a Rabbanan's takano really Shabbos? But because it's Shabbos, we looked them. He doesn't get that after a book.
The color is your gimel. Right. Then the Rabbanan came along and said, the Rabbanan said, you really should fast Friday. You can't fast Shabbos. You should really fast Friday, but we can't let you fast Friday because he's busy shopping. Good. So you're fasting. Now the Chacham Sakana was Thursday.
Okay,
but what's the Iker day?
He doesn't get the benefit.
He doesn't get, but what's the Iker day? Why not? He never got it. The day that the Chacham were in Sakit was Thursday.
Okay, so then if I accidentally eat on Thursday, I shouldn't have to fast on Friday.
No, because there are. Because you had a chiyuv Thursday. You should have been fast. No, the cotton doesn't have to fast on Thursday. The guy, the one who forgot, was supposed to fast today. He messed up his day. He was supposed to fast Thursday. He messed up his day. Okay, you messed up your day, so you're going to fast Friday. This cotton never did anything wrong. He didn't mess up anything. The day that everybody's fasting, he's potter. Oh, you're potter, then you're not supposed to fast. Look at him like the Muberis and the Menachis. They're not fasting on Friday. Obviously not, because they don't have to fast. Even though maybe that's the Iker day, and normally Mubaris would have to fast. No, on the day that you're fasting, you're potter.
But maybe as far as Shabbos, the Iker day, he was chayim because he was already bar mitzvah. So now, when he comes Friday before, come Shabbos, he really has the chiyuv. So really,
it's the same thing as the Friday. He's bar mitzvah Friday or Shabbos. Either one, it's the same thing. He's on Thursday.
But Thursday's only because it's pushing off. Is only to make up for Shabbos. Shabbos is going to have the chiyuv, so maybe he still has the chiyuv.
That was the main takan. Main takan was Thursday.
I just need a header if I accidentally eat Thursday.
All right. Listen, if you really you call me up, and I'll discuss it with you then. Hopefully, I told you I warned you about this. That's all.
Off camera.
We should definitely be
Mashma.
If someone does eat this week, we Thursday.
Yes, for sure he has to be mashal. Unless he's not feeling well, which is, he is the hunter. It depends how not how how weak he is. But in most of the cases, most of the time, someone's going to definitely, if someone feels faint on Thursday, it's a long day. Right, especially those that are fasting today, if you're fasting again Thursday, you never know.
But at least you pick it fast.
You eat in between the 2 days at night?
Yeah, for sure. And you could do.
Start the next morning.
Start the next morning again. Yeah. It's not, you're not fasting 2 days straight. No, you're not fasting 2 days straight. Anyway, it's a really good shiloh too. Baruch Hashem had some time to go through it, but I hear all the different stardom over here. But it's a good trivia question. So the Bar Mitzvah Bacher, and also how we see Tanasestas Muhammad and all the other fast days. We moved to some beautiful Divrei Agada. The Olam will take. I really, what I should have done is I should have spoken to the old shul about this, because we'll see the Kayach HaTfila. But if the Olam will say this over the others over the next week and on Purim itself, so it will be it will mean a lot, because it's so. We're going to learn some Sefer Malbim as we try to understand parts of the Megillah. Now, the question that I've always been bothered by, and this week, Baruch Hashem had as I mentioned Shabbos yesterday, Rabbi Lamelech Biederman Sefer was the one Sefer that I did take to Eretz Yisrael with me. So I had it on the plane, I had an Eretz Yisrael. And once I was there, I found some other Sfarim that he wrote years ago. So he is the reason why I was able to give you what I'm about to talk to you about now. Because of course, I looked up everything that he wrote, try to find the original source. So the oil, and then I tried to develop it myself a little bit. So we're going to learn. Let me tell you the question that has been bothering me until I saw it this week. Is the main part of the Megillah to all of us is Esther is about to go into Achashverosh. She says, Keli Kelam Zaptani. She's waiting to, she doesn't know if Achashverosh is going to accept her or not. He does. She invites him to the party, and then we have 2 days of the same. Come back to the party, and she then says, "Miuzevezel, oh, it's Haman Harasha." The story of Bigsan and Saresh, and the part that Achashverosh can't sleep at night, and he realizes that he never paid back Mordechai, and Haman comes into the palace, and Haman now has to walk through the streets, parading Mordechai through the streets, and Mordechai then goes back to the Shar, the Vayasha Mordechai. He goes back to the Sakvefer. Why is that so important? It's a nice part of what happened, but what does that have to do? The Gemara says, "Call Omer David b'shem Omeri, maybe Gula Oyelam." Where was the Gula there? Nothing happened. Let's say Bigson and Sheres never happened, and let's say Mordechai therefore is not remembered in the Book of Zechronos. Wouldn't the story end the same way? Wouldn't we still end up with Esther having to go in? And Esther, after she goes in, she needs that Achashverosh. She's going to find favor in his eyes. Why is that the Gemara we learned in the Masechta Megillah? Have to read the Megillah. This is Ikar Megillah. One man Damer says Ikar Megillah is from Balayla Hush Nadad Ashnas Hamela.
End of the day, Haman gets hung because it's the Asus Aschamar thing.
Fine. What does it have to do with this? What does it have to do with that? That anyway would have happened.
Why would that have happened? It wasn't.
You already prepared it anyway. Haman's preparing this. He prepared the Chamisha Mama. He prepared already.
Shmeri says, "My anger was because it was part of that. Got as the church upset was not just the Esther told him on the Raza. He said it's because it's Eitz Asher Asalamah as the."
Okay, so he would have been anyway. So he would have been so upset anyway. He would have said that without the story, he would have gotten upset at it's Haman, because Esther's saying it's Haman Azeh. So he was the one who made the treaty. Let's use the same thing. The same thing really could have happened.
I don't think you're suspicious of Esther Haman. Jealous of Haman. Haman's trying to take his friend Mordechai. He realized that was the whole thing that made Achashverosh suspicious in the first place. That's why Esther worked them in, just Haman.
But Haman walking Mordechai through the street really doesn't change that part. It's true. So it's Haskala de Gula. That's how we always learn. But what's Haskala de Gula? So we see that, that's what we're going to try to explain today. What's Haskala de Gula? Really nothing happened that would have changed the outcome. This whole Bigson and Saresh part just seems to be abstract. It's a nice part of the story. But how did that have to do with the Gula?
Rabbi Reisman gave the third. He said that if Haman comes home, Agal v'chafui roish, and by appeal of Yisrael, he's in Bahala, he's not able to properly defend himself, and that's the reason why he couldn't defend himself to Esther, and that's
right. So that would be the one of the things is which the Mefarshim do say is he can create the he wasn't relaxed, and he was just this whole thing happened. He couldn't defend himself. Although again, it's a little we're going to go to a different mahalach. So what we're going to learn the Gemara Maseches Megillah over there. This is going to be our mahalach for today for the amount of time I need 20 at least a half hour, but we'll do the best we can do. Mordechai Haman comes and he says to Mordechai, "Come, lavish hani mani, get dressed." Rochavai Susa Achashverosh asked me to walk you through the streets, get on the horse. The boy Chamalka Amalei Chena, I can't. I need to take a shower. I need to take a haircut. I need a shower. I can't walk around. I'm representing the king. I need to take a haircut. She made sure all the bathhouses were closed. How did she do that? So the Mefarshim say she used a shame. I don't want to go into that. It's good another shir. Maybe Wednesday night. I don't can show up. Ulakaila Kula Omner. Okay, they want to talk. What? What's Wednesday? Oh, okay. Ulakula Omne. And they'd like to talk about Seamus. Ulakula Omne. And there, Vastrida Lakula Bebane, Lakula Omne. Oh, the barbers are closed. I lost the Bebane, so Haman has no choice. And he gives him a shower. He brings the scissors from his house because Shaka Bebai gives him a haircut. The Mefarshim asks, "What's Achashverosh never demanded that of him? Why doesn't he just say to Mordechai, 'Too bad. I'm sorry. This is not what I was told to do.' He has to give him a haircut. He has to go out and give him a bath. He's washing him in the bathhouse. He's his aide all of a sudden." He never. That's what many of the Mefarshim ask. Abba Nezer speaks about this. Others speak about that. Then what happens? Vayashav Mordechai El Sharm. It's all done. He goes back to Sharm. We're learning a Meiridik Chassam Sefer. As you can see, I found the Chassam Sefer. It's in the Gemara. It's on the Gemara Al Hashas. And I did not see. There is a Sefer. I don't want to buy a Sefer from Chassam Sefer. I know some of you enjoy the Chassam Sefer. There's a Sefer called Chaysam HaMelech, which has all the Chassam Sefer's Torahs in order of the Megillah. I looked there, but it wasn't there. I had to find this in the Chassam Sefer Al Hashas. He says, "Azai, Amar Rav Sheshes, Shesav L'Sakalatis Mikan." This is a chiddush. This is a way of life. Everything we learn over there is a derech in life. Shetzarach Adam Lina Gimiyah Chas V'Shalom Itzara. If someone's in a tzara, V'Achakach Nitzal Tzasna. You see, things are better, right? How many times do we hear, "Oh, someone's getting better"? Afal Pi Kein Lo Yaniach Nosfal. Go back to what it was before you knew that this person got a little better. Why? Listen to the Chassam Sefer. Dilma Asa Zeh, you know who's making this person feel better? Samach Mem. Why? He doesn't want us to daven. So the Samach Mem will go ahead and make us feel that, oh, the person's getting better. We don't daven then. A glimmer of hope. Right. Says the Chassam Sefer, it's the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem is behind it. He is giving you the glimmer of hope. Oh, Varaya, and he brings a riot from Mordechai. Because Mordechai says, don't fall into that trap. This comes out of Lefidich Sam Sefer, and we're going to see it, because I found all the way on the bottom of the sheet, you're going to see this on the Sefer in the Kaptam of the Rav David. I don't know who he is, but this is what I then, of course, I saw this in Rav Melech Biederman. He's the one who quotes all these Svarim that you normally wouldn't look at. So you're going to look at the first he brings down a chiddush gadol, that who was behind Achashverosh sending Haman to walk Mordechai through the street? It was the Samach Mem. It wasn't Hashem. It was the Samach Mem, because he knew that if we stop davening, so then Haman's going to win. So what does the Samach Mem do? He goes ahead and makes sure that Mordechai is going to be walked through the street. He's behind this whole thing. It wasn't a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
He was behind the Mitzvah
and Seder. He's behind all of this. So this way, what's going to happen is that Klal Yisrael is going to have the glimmer. Oh, Mordechai is walking through the streets. Oh, the Geula begins. We don't daven anymore. So his whole reason of why he let this happen, the Sefer has a crime is that it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Samach Mem. Chiddush Gadol. But that's what some Sefer is saying. Look at what, I'll read it to you. I put everything here so you can, people are going to ask where I got this from. So I did as much as I could to put on the sheet from you over here. He says, How could the Sitra Acher let this all take place? I'm reading you the fifth line, first column, all the way on the bottom. I skipped. We're going to come back to the Malbim. You'll see Chiddush Gadol. Akati loin is batlag zera. Vaday loin is gaya manes vina hapichu. The kivin shekoyach hasitra achra at that time was shalatim and roimim. Gavar malki. Lord, madu le Paul. Why did he let this happen? Ah, the reason is, l'fi ha-yisoyin, as we said, like the Chassam Sofer, there's loizu bilvach at tzadat tzoma le'ikach kach. It didn't stop it. El adar rabah. It was the koyach of the sitra achra. Lasses came kibo. You say sure, right? That's chalat of the gula. I say tracha rotzalat to levat latzala. How do you levat the latzala? Because Klal Yisrael to believe that things are good comes along the Malbim. I looked at the Malbim again yesterday. He also goes with this mahalach. If you just see the different achrayim, his question is that Haman comes home after the garbage is dumped on him, and what does Zerah say? If he's Zerah Ayudim, if he's from the Zerah Ayudim. Oh, kinah, if you look at the words in the Megillah, I should have put it on the sheet over there. Kinafol tipol lefanov, you're going to fall. That's what you tell him. Just because he walked through the street and he had garbage on his head, it's not over yet. You still, the Jewish people are, he knew, what does that mean, Yizera Yudim? She knew that he was, what do you mean, Yizera? They knew who Mordechai was. They knew what Mordechai is. What's she telling her husband? Is that the eighth you tell, is that what you tell your husband? Says the Malbim Azai, Zeresh was brilliant. She says to Mordechai, she says to her husband Haman, if you want to win, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to be Nafal Tipol. Make it as if you are realizing that you're losing. Make it fall in front of Mordechai. Do whatever you can do so that the Jewish people should stop davening. Looks like the Malbim. So you look at, I know it's a hard print to read. You're going to have to look, and you can see all the way up, the fourth one on the top over there. He learns, I'm going to read it to you as best as I can because the print that I have is very, very difficult to read. I'll fill in the blanks to you. He says like this, you'll see there's a letter Beis, and you'll see it's the Malbim on the Megillus. Shachalois limfa lefanav shuloi nofal adayim. He didn't fall yet. Rak ato nefal tekoidim loy. Yeah, the beginning of your falling happened before Mordechai. Is that Myra Milas lefanav? He says that's the word lefanav. Ratzulah, I'm you fell before him. Vizel Stimon. Shayabashkocha. Why did Mordechai win? Because he's davening. You hear what Zeresh is telling her husband Haman? You know why this began? Why is Mordechai walking through the street? Because he's davening. Vitanusay Shenasasi Bayat. Then Cain, he can't win. Vaisucho loy rak im nafal tipol lefanav. What does that mean? Ratzulayma rak ba'ayfen azeh. Make believe that you're losing. Im tipol benachnia atzma lefanav. Fall in front of him until he's going to feel good about himself. Atzichis god daitai. The yafzik mitzvilasai. Mordechai is going to stop davening. V'teshuvasai. And he's going to stop doing tshuva. Oh, then you'll win. That's Zeresh's answer to her husband. Nafal tipol lefanav. Make it as if you're losing. Let the Jewish people see that you're losing. Comes along, I saw, therefore we answer our question. Why is Haman going ahead now and giving a haircut? Why? He was not asked to give a haircut. What is he going in? I'm giving him a shower. Imagine the Jewish people hear that. The Amineh also, I put on the sheet over there, also goes with this mahalach. If they can get us from stopping to daven, they knew that that's our precious tefillah. So therefore, what do you do? You go ahead. Oh, Haman, look what Haman's doing. Look how successful the Klal Yisrael is now. We have the Russia giving a bath. You're going to stop davening.
Why would Esther want the bath?
What?
Why would Esther want
the bath? Oh, why did she want it? Very good. Why did she, right. What does she want? What did she want? Yeah, very good question. She had a different reason why. That Haman should be in bath. She wasn't looking at the lights, but we see what was going on behind the scenes. Very good, friend. We see behind the scenes what was going on. Comes the Ben Yayada. Ben Yayada says the same idea, but with a little different twist. He learns the Gemara like this. We're reading the Gemara now, Megillah Daf Tezayin. It's on the sheet. You're going to see it over here also. So Haman comes to, that's the next Gemara from the, that's really the previous Gemara. Haman comes to the Beis Medrash. He's ready to take Mordechai through, parading him through the street. Become Leila Tzusa, but Mordechai is davening. He's davening. Asa Haman, he waits. Ba'irach, Adesalik Mordechai, till he finishes davening. He has respect for Tefillah. What is he stopping? The Haman comes and he sees Mordechai davening. Now let me wait. I'm going to wait till he finishes davening. And then I'm away. And then he says, "V'maya sakta, what were you doing? What were you learning before I showed up?" I'm away. Bizman shavisa mishkayim. If you brought a kav mincha, you get a kapara. So we're talking about mincha. Says Haman to Mordechai, "Oh, there's no way I'm going to win. If that's what you're learning, I'm going to lose. What's going on over here? First of all, what's he waiting for? Is that the Rosh comes into the base? So, you know, let me wait till you finish davening." Ben Yoyada on the page says Azoy. Haman understood the Kayach HaTfilah. Imagine he goes ahead and stops Mordechai and says, "You're parading through the street." Mordechai has to go back. He's going to, what's the halacha if he stopped in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? You have to start over Shemoneh Esrei again. Start over Shemoneh Esrei again. He's going to have to daven after he's finished walking through the street. Says the Ben Yoyada, I'm reading you the words of the Ben Yoyada. He add the soul of Mordechai. Why is he waiting until he finishes davening? Now Mordechai is davening. He said, "The ain't tefila b'itzavim is kabelas." Hashem doesn't accept tefila when we said we're depressed. Oh, if I stop him, he's going to have to daven again. Oh, he's going to be davening b'simcha. Let me not stop him from davening. See, you hear what's going on over there? Haman has a whole plan. How do I get them not to daven? Because he understood the Kayach too. If I stop in the middle of the street, he's going to have to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, he's going to be davening the Simcha now. Look at what Hashem is doing for us. So on one hand, you have Zeresh, and you have the Sitrach. They're doing whatever they can do to make sure we're not the Simcha. They make sure that we're going to start feeling good about ourselves. But Mordechai himself, he knew that Mordechai was going to be davening. I don't want him to daven b'simcha. If you look at if you go to the other side, he explains now beautifully. That's why, what does Haman say to him? He tells Mordechai that if you're learning about the mincha, I have no hope. What is he telling that to Mordechai? Says the Avnei Nezel of the Armahalach, beautiful. Haman always was trying to get Mordechai not to daven. So he tells Mordechai, "I'm done. I can't win. You don't need a daven." And that's the Avnei Nezer says, if you look at the end, he said, this is on the top part. So again, the Sefer Be'er HaChaim is Rebbe Elnof Biederman. On the bottom, he always has stories. A lot of times he has stories. One of the stories deals with answering this question of, if you see it right on the top over there, Shama Lamordechai, Kasha Matzah Yisrael Lamin Hilchas Knitza, Oh, B'dachi Asari Alfei Kikri Didi. So he explains Mamish Lok, we just said. He was trying to get him to stop davening. If you look at the other Sfarim over there, it's all about being the Simcha. If we daven the Simcha, Hashem listens to us. There's a lot more I wanted to do with you, but I just want to share with you one last I found in the Sefer called MS Liakar. Such a beautiful pshat in Shir HaMalas that we say, Higdo Hashem Lasa Simanu Hayinu Simela. We say, Higdo Hashem Lasa Simela. And then again we say, So what I want to just learn, Mamish, give me another 2 minutes, is we're going to, you see the Sefer Emes Yaakov, it says page 133. He brings down the Charedim. We're going to learn just the Charedim over there. If you write a Simcha, Yigdal Skar, depending on how the Simcha you are, that's your Skar. The Chengila Rabbein, the Arizal, Shekol Ma Shehissig, Shemdich Lesharich, all the reason why I was open to the Charech Ma'aruch HaKadosh, the Skar Shusameach, it says comments. He did it with a joy. But Amar Hayim Duchsev. That's what Pshat in the Pasuk is. Tachas Shalad Hashem Kefir Simcha Leblevi Merav Kol Pirish Merav Kol Mikol Mini Tanuk Sheva Olam. It's all about the Simcha. Rashi learns that we can't just do B'li Kavana. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give us a schar, but there's a difference if you do a mitzvah of the Simcha or not. And that's the Misha Nichnasad the Marv Simcha comes along, brings down the next paragraph, and let's try to live this week with this next paragraph. We have to live with a simcha. We're going to have arichas yama. We're going to be healthy, like the Bumagayan says. If someone is besimcha, that's the best medicine for the illness. That is the medicine. The Echad Migdalei HaChassidus. This is the pshat I wanted to share that I saw, and I saw it made me b'simcha. Explains the pasuk as Higdil Hashem Lasei Simel. Hashem is going to do, is going to be magdal to those. Higdil Hashem Lasei Simanu Yisibash Pshat. Shosol Asad Lava Yom Ragayim Halal. The Goyim are going to say, Yom Zel is a Why? Higdo Hashem lasses to meilu. Im am Yehudi asa shanis, and the many miracles that Hashem did for us. Higdo Hashem. The Goyim are the ones who are talking. Look at all these, all the gedul of Hashem that Hashem did with us. What are we going to say? Vanu, you know what we're going to say to the Goyim? You know why? You know why Higdo Hashem lasses imanu? You know why Hashem did all these miracles for us? Because Hayinu Simechim. Because we lived our lives b'simcha. Biglal shetamid haya b'simcha. I therefore saw the last one on the sheet always with such a question that always bothered me. We learned in the Gemara Megillah, we learned in Erevin. It says, Paisa Yisrael, the Gemara says, the Paisa Yisrael are Malay and mitzvahs karimai. Full of mitzvahs. How are they Paisa Yisrael then? They're full of mitzvahs like karimai. That means they have 630, they do every mitzvah. They're Paisa Yisrael. Comes along, the Sefer I see pre-Kaddish, I saw another one says, it's only because when they did the 630 mitzvahs karimai, they didn't do b'simcha. If you don't do it b'simcha, then you call the Paisha Yisrael. Haman understood that if we're b'simcha, our tefillah is different, our yantiv is different. Let's go into the yantiv b'simcha. Kayach ha-tefillah, as we always speak about it, and we head into Purim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to all our tefillahs. Yashu Baruch, thank you all for listening.